sir. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Mr. Condonis is going to be conducting your hearing this morning, sir.
Okay.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Hold on. I didn't have my microphone on. Now, can you hear me clearly?
I can.
Thank you. Can you state your full name and ADC number?
Robert Ray Fenton, 220185.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the three alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on March 16, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Hearing the lawyer with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
That's correct.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. You cannot see us as this is a telephonic hearing, but on the bench, we have the Honorable Ms. Gil Rittenhouse, our acting board chairman, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing.
Okay.
Also in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Westby, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Okay.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Fenton and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Fenton, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. Keep in mind, there's a vote that passes you from phase one to phase two. So when we come to that first vote, please understand that the hearing may not be over. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and then we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated the conditions of phase one. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
What was the last part you said? I couldn't really understand.
I was saying, keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions during phase one.
Okay.
Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes.
Okay. I will now begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal ways or company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven is demonstrated by use of marijuana on or about February 9, 2018 for the task flash report dated February 11, 2018. Mr. Fenton, is this true or false?
That's true.
Thank you, sir. Allegation number two, violation of condition number seven is demonstrated by use of alcohol on or about February 9, 2018, for the task lab report dated February 11, 2018. Mr. Fenton, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you. And the last allegation, violation of condition number five, as demonstrated by your engagement in physically assaultive behavior on or about February 14, 2018, at the Maricopa Reentry Center located at 24601 North 29th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona. Mr. Fenton, is this true or false?
False.
Okay. Based on you stating that that is false, we're going to take further testimony from our community corrections officer, and then we will come back to you for a few questions, okay, Mr. Fenton?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Westby.
On February 14th, 2018, a phone recorder was directed and was going to be placed into the ITH program. We met with Community Corrections Supervisor Rodriguez. Fenton was being very argumentative during the staffing. Motivational interview techniques were unsuccessful as it appeared the offender was, quote, high on drugs. The offender had glassy eyes and his mouth appeared to be dry. He was advised that he would be entering the ITH 90-day program as he had completed the 30-day program and it was the best fit for his recovery needs. The offender was directed to wait in the NRC lobby while they take paperwork was being completed by CCS Rodriguez. The offender was later seen in the NRC parking lot on a cell phone. The offender was near his truck. He was directed to return to the NRC lobby as directed. CO Watley, CO Kennedy, and CCS Rodriguez approached the offender. The offender was ignoring the staff while he was on the phone. The offender was asked to hang up his phone call and to return to the lobby to complete the intake. The offender began to argue with staff, stating he had a lot of things to take care of, and he was requesting to return to the MRC later that day. The offender was informed repeatedly he would not be allowed to leave the MRC due to his use of alcohol and drugs and lack of having a valid driver's license. The offender started to get aggressive with his tone and stance, stating, quote, "What the fuck are you going to do to help me?" end quote, which was a broad statement since the offender was discussing several issues. The offender was offered the opportunity to use a cell phone in MRC lobby pending his intake. The offender continued to argue. The offender was stating he needed to grab some items out of his truck. The offender placed his keys in his ignition. It appeared the offender was going to turn his vehicle on and possibly cause injury to the staff. Due to officer safety concerns, CO Watley reached in and pulled the keys out of the ignition. The offender aggressively stated, quote, "Don't fucking touch my shit," end quote, and attempted to grab the key out of CO Watley's hand. The offender was immediately placed into hand restraints. Due to the offender's technical violations and the offender's refusal to cooperate and aggressive behavior, the offender was returned to custody.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Back to you, Mr. Fenton. What is false about this allegation, sir?
Well, being high on drugs is false. When I went there, I was not under the influence at all. You want me to continue?
Yes, sir.
As far as the argumentative, my perspective of where I was coming from, all I was doing was asking questions, and there was no answer. I wasn't loud. I wasn't threatening. I wasn't in any form of that fashion coming off threatening or anything like that. I was trying to have a conversation, and there was no answer. The only thing was direct orders of hurry the fuck up, get your ass in there, we got shit to do, things of that nature. As far as being aggressive, that's false. When I asked him, "What the fuck are you going to do to help me?" his response was, "I'm going to lock you up for 90 days. When I said, "Okay, I'm here," I was there at MRC on time, voluntarily, more than willing to do the program because I had been there recently, and that program it's a really good program. It's very helpful. It's very influential. And I was more than willing to succumb to their request.
Okay, Mr. Fenton, you'll have a chance to speak to the board more in detail. Again, I'm not cutting off the big story here in terms of you talking to the board, but I am going to go ahead and make a motion to move to phase one, and you'll have a chance to speak more to the board during phase two. Just one second.
Can I say one more thing?
Well, you'll have a chance to speak to the board in phase two.
Okay.
Based on Mr. Fenton's admission in allegation one and two, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections and the information warrant for allegation three, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in his criminal ways or conduct.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed. Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Mr. Johnson in Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Fenton, we're going to continue with the second phase of this hearing. During this phase, the board will determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Westby, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. So just remain on the phone. We'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Sure. So do not hang up the phone.
Do not hang up, you stay on the phone.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Westby.
On October 16th, 2017, Mr. Fenton was released from DOC. He was arrested February 14th, 2018 by DOC staff, noting charges. He was back in DOC custody February 14th, 2018, with a projected CICD of August 15th, 2018, 0 scoundrels. Drug conviction, 2014, drug court ruling, 1 year. 2014, organized retail theft, 4.5 years. 2014, taking identity of another, 4.5 years. Prior convictions, 2007, aggravated DUI, 4 months. There were 2 counts, 4 months each. This is the second term of DOC. CUIO score 2-3, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 3. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are moderate with drugs noted. Other arrests. 2007, aggravated DUI, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. There's been several arrests since then, however, charges were either not filed or dismissed. His community risk score is a G3B3.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. One question before we begin questioning with Mr. Fenton, and that is, was he given any sort of drug test again after he was violated and returned to DOC? Because it stated in the report that he seemed he was under the influence.
No, I wasn't the disciplinary at the start of the hearing, and I didn't see that he had received any tickets for anything, so apparently there was no testing done when he was taken into custody.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Westby. Okay, Mr. Fenton, back to you.
Okay.
I'm going to begin phase two with a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to reside with your mother, Laura Jones, in Glendale. This is in December 2017 after several violations. Parole officer spoke with Ms. Jones. She stated that she sold her house in November and that since that time, Mr. Fenton had not lived there. Instead, staying between a girl and at an apartment and his brother's residence on January 17, 2018. It looks like your release from the ITH program at the Maricopa Reentry Center was approved to reside with your girlfriend, Kristen Bourne, Phoenix. You resided there till February 12, 2018, but was kicked out of Kristen due to using drugs. And that's what's in the report. So just bear with us. I will ask you, were you... was Kristen's house the last place you lived before you were violated, Mr. Fenton?
Correct.
And were you working when you were outside of prison?
I worked full time.
Where were you working, sir?
What was that?
I'm sorry, we're on the telephone. I recognize it. We don't always sound clear. Where were you working?
I'm a general contractor. I do remodels and handyman, property management.
Well, we certainly commend you for being gainful. That's always a good sign. We have some programming notes that you assigned a task for on the color code program. You provided 5 negative UAs. There was one that was diluted, one positive, it looks like it was positive for both THC or marijuana and alcohol, and you failed to submit 3 times. What caused you to fail to submit for 3 times, Mr. Fenton?
There was only, the first one I missed. Other than that, I didn't, all the other ones, I was in the ITH program, and I submitted, they changed my color when I was in there, and I submitted every time. I've only ever missed one UA, that was, other than that, I've produced every time.
Okay, sir. You referred to CHC counseling for substance abuse on November 14, 2017. You did not complete the program due to being moved to the ITH program at the Maricopa Reentry Center. You entered ITH on December 19, 2017 and completed on January 17, 2018. You were placed back in the CHC upon release from the ITH program. So I think you said that some positive things earlier, but how did ITH and CHC counseling work out for you?
Every aspect of that program was very useful. That's the first of its kind that I've actually been able to relate to, because they focus more on trying to figure out you rather than just reading out of a booklet and I found it absolutely useful. The CHC classes, every Monday I had a pretty good relationship with the counselor there, and we spoke often, and the curriculum that they used at CHC was very helpful in regards to giving you a new outlook as far as, you know, coping skills and a new way of life, as opposed to just sitting around talking about drugs and I call it that.
Was there any discussion of programming for anger management?
Was I ever, asked?
Yes.
About it? I didn't understand what...
Was there any discussion between you and your parole officer about receiving programming for anger management?
No.
Okay. You have quite a bit of information, there's been quite a bit of information that was written in sanctions in your warrant of arrest, and I'll go right to this. It says in February 9, 2018, you submitted a UA that tested positive for amphetamine as well as THC and alcohol. The PO made contact with who was then your girlfriend. She stated that you'd been getting high methamphetamine for the last few weeks along with drinking and driving. So, what was going on with you using methamphetamine?
It wasn't a consistent basis. It was the result of miscommunication between me and Miss Bourne that resulted in my relapse. It wasn't a continued use. And as for the last few weeks that she stated, that's absolutely false, because we still remain friends, and I wasn't kicked out. I left peacefully. We left on mutual terms. So I don't know where her allegation came from as far as saying that. It was a one-time use, and that was the end of it.
Mr. Fenton, based on allegation number 3, which you said was false, I heard what you had to say, and I hear your perspective, but it sounds like when you start using profanity with multiple parole officers, at a minimum, it sounds like that you were angry or in some sort of heated argument.
As far as the profanity, it was just my way of trying to get them to understand where I'm coming from, because the only thing I was asking them for was the opportunity to make some phone calls, because I had homeowners that were expecting me to be there. So I was standing at the front of my truck with my day planner trying to talk to them, and they wouldn't listen to me. So I threw profanity out there to try to get my point across, because they wouldn't And that was all I was asking. I wasn't asking for anything else other than a moment of time to let me make some phone calls and let them, let the people I work for know that I'm, you know, that I'm going to have to go take care of some personal issues. And that was the extent of it. When I put, I told them, okay, well, let's go inside. Rodriguez told me to roll my windows up in my truck. I put the key in ignition. I didn't start the truck. I reached over to roll the window up, and they pulled the keys out and asked me, why did I put the key in the ignition? And I said, you guys just told me to roll the windows up in my truck. And by that point, I was already restrained and had, I didn't have any say in any of the situation after that.
Sir, did you try to grab the keys back from one of the parole officers?
No, not at all. He already had it. I was in the seat reaching over, trying to roll the window up, and it was long past that point.
Can you just go in? Go ahead, sir. Go ahead. You were saying?
Yeah, it was already past the point of, I don't even know where the keys went. I have no idea. I was trying to roll the windows up, and that's what they told me to do, was roll your windows up in your truck and let's go inside. I agreed. I put the key in to the halfway point. I didn't start the truck. I wasn't attempting to start the truck. One of the COs was standing in the doorway a matter of a foot from me. I reached over to roll the window up, and he pulled the keys out of my ignition and started to yell at me, why did you put the keys in the ignition? And I said, I'm trying to roll my windows up. And it really was a huge miscommunication. They were taking where I was coming from as like I'm trying to battle them. I wasn't trying to battle them. I wasn't trying to go against them. I was trying to find a solution to the situation.
Okay, so I'm going to ask my fellow board members, do they have any questions for you?
No.
I don't have any questions from fellow board members. Mr. Fadden, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you'd like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already shared with us. But again, this is your hearing.
Okay. Obviously from what I've been told as far as from staff here and peers that worked at the facility that I'm at, they said there's really, you know, nothing that's going to change. My hope in all of this and outcome would be to be able to go complete that 90-day program. That program is absolutely the best of the best. So if any outcome comes of this, that would be what I would want, would be to participate and get the knowledge and the skills needed to become a functioning person in society from that program, as opposed to just sitting incarcerated and, you know, nothing going on. There's no benefit of sitting in Orange Beach and wasting time.
Thank you, Mr. Fenton. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but it's the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I do appreciate that Mr. Fenton was gainfully employed. He was outside of the prison walls for what looks to be about 4 months before he was violated. And I think my concerns are that it sounds like, when I read the information that was provided
in the warrant arrest, especially in the programming that his parole officers were working with him. He did receive counseling through CHC and ITH, and then was placed back in the CHC upon release from ITH, before ultimately being violated for using marijuana and alcohol in clear violation of his community conditions or his conditions of release, in addition to the fact that he had a positive for methamphetamine. I'm not finding him a suitable candidate for return under community supervision, but I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues. Okay, then I'm going to go and make a motion and see where the votes land, and that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018W0449, a discussion with Mr. Fenton, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. The move to revoke community supervision is Mr. Fenton was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in the Kimmel Razor Company.
Second.
Great. Seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed upon by Mr. Johnson and Mr. Neal. Mr. Fenton, your supervision has been revoked, and you will be released on or about August 15, 2018. I recognize that may sound like a long time, but that is only 4 months away. We highly encourage you to take advantage of any programming that's available to you inside the Department of Corrections and put together a plan for your safe return to the community. And I would suggest that you pursue any group counseling AA or NA type of program that's available in these coming weeks so that you can return to the community safe and productive. It sounds like that you have work out there, so we wish you the best. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and thank you for appearing before this board today, Mr. Fenton.
So it's not possible to complete the 90-day program.
Sir, the board has voted. We've revoked your community supervision. If you could, please give the phone to your CO3 or your case manager.